Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, the blessing.
The blessing.
The blessing of Abraham.
The blessing of Abraham.
The blessing that made him rich.
The blessing that made him rich.
Very rich.
Very rich.
That blessing.
That blessing.
Is on me.
On me.
That blessing.
That blessing.
Is on me.
It's on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Now keep reading. We were going to read another verse here before we went back in verse 35, Genesis 24, 35. This is Abraham's servant talking, one of his employees that he sent on a mission. And this is what he says. Verse 35, he says, the Lord has blessed my master greatly.
Amen.
Who did it?
The Lord.
Who did it?
The Lord.
The Lord. You know, it's such a lie, such a lie. You know, even in Hollywood and secular writings and novels and everything else, they portray this that, you know, you sell your soul to the devil and get rich. But you're going to obey God, you know, you'll be broke, but you'll go to heaven when you die.
Yeah.
Listen, the devil is a killer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Make you rich? He's too greedy to make you rich. I mean, if you were to handle something for a little while, the devil, he can't help himself. He kills his best people. He does. You watch and see. I mean, he has somebody that's really doing some work for him. And he just uses them up, spits them out. You know, they're spent in their youth and they blow their brains out because they're so miserable and everything else. I mean, he can't help it. He kills his best people. The devil make you rich?
No.
The devil can't make you rich. Any money he has illegally.
Yeah.
Now, he's controlling a lot of it.
Yes.
But it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's God's.
Amen.
Which means it's ours.
Yeah.
So forget about the devil making you rich. Forget all that. That's junk that he's cooked up.
Yeah.
He tries. I mean, he might get some things in your hand temporarily, but he can't help it. He'll kill you before it's over with. I mean, he cannot bless. There's no blessing in him. But the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he's become great. And he's given him what? A flock? No. Flocksa. And he gave him a herd? No. Herdsa. And he gave him silver and gold. Silver and gold. He didn't have currency. He just went ahead and got the metal. He didn't have paper supposed to be representing. He had the metal. Gold. I guess piles and piles of it. Silver. I guess camel load after camel load. Donkey load. I guess he had a donkey train that was just silver. Silver train. And then he had a gold train.
Yeah.
Donkeys just loaded out with gold.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Everybody say wow.
Wow.
Say it out loud. That blessing.
That blessing.
Is on me.
It's on me.
What wonder if some of these folk that are so adamant against the so-called prosperity message, it's just the Bible. Prosperity, it's the Bible. But these people, they're so against prosperity. Wonder if they could have a 15-minute conversation with Abraham and try to convince him that it's not always God's will to prosper you. Sometimes God gets more glory out of you being broke. Do you think they would convince Father Abraham? Huh? What did he know? He knew super prosperity.
Yeah.
He knew multi-billionaire
yes.
life.
Yeah.
That's what he knew. He knew hundreds of employees. He knew the finest clothes in the world.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, he didn't have a house. You know, so the same thing is said about Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but Jesus said, the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he didn't own a house, and he didn't own any land, nor did Abraham. But it didn't mean Abraham was broke. Nor was Jesus broke. See, stuff has been, you know, pushed off on Christians that is absolutely unbiblical and untrue. Abraham didn't own a square inch of land. He didn't own any house, but he had tents that made kings envious.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Actual kings of kingdoms envied him and his kids. That's how rich they were. Who made them that way?
God.
Isn't that what the scripture said? What the scripture said? Right here. Who did that? Verse 35, and what?
The
and the Lord has blessed him. And he has given him. Who gave him all these flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and donkeys? Who gave him all that?
The Lord.
The scripture says the Lord did it. Has he changed?
No.
Say it one more time. That blessing,
that blessing
is on me.
On me.
So Abraham knew a God, the God, who made him rich, right? Who made him rich. Now let's go to the next part of this. In the 13th chapter, we read Abram was very rich. And if you skip down just a few verses, verse 5, Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. That sounds like Abram, doesn't it? He had flocks, herds, tents. Is it okay to have cars?
Yes.
And houses?
Yes.
Answer is yes. And Lot, now notice it didn't just say, and Lot had flocks and herds and tents. What did it say? And Lot what? Also, which went with Abram.
Yeah.
Telling you the cause of his prosperity.
Yes.
Why? Because he was with the man who was blessed.
Yes.
Does it make any difference who you hang with?
Yes.
Does it make any difference who you hook up with?
Yes.
Who you join with?
Yes.
Oh my. Now, nowhere is it any clearer than this chapter right here, because this same man unhooked from the man who was blessed and went on his own in the cities of sin. And what happened to him? Lost everything. Right? See, sometimes people don't realize how much they're being influenced by others. And then they unhook and think, well, I got all this on my own. And they take off and get in trouble. I've seen it. I've seen numerous times when certain people in families, I'm thinking of my own family, certain people who were strong prayers, and my own grandmother, a strong believer and a strong prayer. And a lot of people in our family didn't realize how much they were riding on her faith till she went home to be with the Lord. And when she did, some of them went spastic. I mean, just did stupid stuff and went out into the world and got into sin. Why? Because they didn't realize how much those prayers and faith was holding that family. I thank God I knew God for myself. I knew the same God Grandma prays to. Amen. So I don't flip out. But people who don't. You see that a lot of times folk are, you know, now you can't ride people's coattail into heaven, but you can ride people's coattail into some things down here. Did you hear me? You can just hang with them, and what affects them is going to affect you. I mean, if you're eating with me, and I'm buying and paying for lobster and filet, well, what you going to eat? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're eating with me, that's what I'm eating.
Amen.
If I'm blessed enough to buy it, then you eat it too.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
But if you're not there, if you ain't with me, well, you're on your own. But I believe we got a whole church full of lobster and filet.
Yeah.
Folk, that other people can eat with you.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
But here, we're getting into this. Their substance was so great, they couldn't dwell together. Verse 6. There was strife between the herdsmen Abram, verse 8. Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdmen and your herdmen, for we're brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me." There wasn't enough room for both of them. "If you take the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you come into Zoar. And Lot chose him, all the plain of Jordan. Big mistake. I said big mistake. Huge. If you had been in Lot's shoes, what would you have said? Huh? If you'd have been smart, you'd have said, "Hey, I can have a cow sale." But the Lord hooked me up with you, and I'm staying with you. And I'll fix this. We'll have a goat sale, a sheep sale. Now, what kind of God did Abraham know? The blesser, and a God who made him rich. Right? What kind of man did God know here? One who would completely obey him. And what else do we see here? A man who was unselfish.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The God of Abraham," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-326. That's R-326, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.